from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Coach, I lost my
ball.
I can't find my ball.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill, he ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan of the woman.
Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, let's get to it here. Nominations. And I'm going to pull up the text line first, which is 615-844-5600. The call text option line, but I do accentuate. I do promote the text angle there. That's your home if you don't feel like you have a home to communicate with the show. Jim in Jupiter is going to start us off there, Pat, and says, Balls of Steel to Nikki Saban, moving to Jupiter Island. Dude picked the perfect spot, Bill. Give Nikki and Miss Terry a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I thought he was hanging around the football office making people uncomfortable. Who was promoting that? John down on the Emerald Coast. Balls of Steel to Mississippi State University. Another stellar Super Bulldog weekend. The baseball team swept Auburn, and the football spring game was exciting. Spring game showed a team that has bought into the new culture. They played with energy, physicality, and execution. Looking forward to what lies ahead there, Bill. To all of the above, when it refers to Stark Vegas, their patent, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Stark Vegas ready to boogie. Mississippi State, that baseball team, now remember, they won a natty 2 years ago, beat Rocker in the championship game, beat him badly. Have not played well since, until I think this year they've been pretty decent, right? It was mainly their pitching. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Patton, he wants Craig voicing this one. A Craig in Myrtle Beach, gutless and nutless to the baseball team, the Ohio State baseball team, wasting all those runs on Saturday versus Michigan and losing the series 2-1. They won that first game 16-1, lost the next two, right? I believe that's right. Losing the series. Tom says, what a waste. Patton, he wants Craig's voice on Gutless and Nutless.
He's gutless and nutless.
That's just brutal. It's so brutal, it's good. Does that make sense? It is so brutal, it's funny. Patton, whether it's true or not, some kid last Friday apparently playing with NVIDIA went full port to the tune of $800 to $100,000. Whether it's true or not, it's on Twitter. We're going to go with it. Whoever that kid is, give him a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Kept going full port until that $800 got to $100,000. And again, he was purchasing put contracts, betting down. Betting down. I've got another Balls of Steel. Let me find this. I got an email, I believe on Sunday, and it's from William. And here's what I think it says, and he's in Houston. It says, Bill, I know parlays are sucker bets, but I finally hit one. And it's a 14-legger, I believe. It's all kinds of NBA stuff. Like individual scoring and overs, unders, and baseball, basketball. Apparently he hit. Now this is, he sent me this. $10 won him $4,141. NBA bets, he had LeBron James under 8.5 rebounds, LeBron James under 8.5 assists, Jamal Murray under 24.5 points, he had the Braves money line, so baseball mixed in there with it. He had a Mariners bet, Major League Baseball. He had a bunch. I mean, I can't even keep up with it. But here at the bottom, $10 went to $4,141. William in Houston. Patton, give him a gigantic Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is cray-cray. Crazy. That's a nice little weekend. Let me put it this way. If William wanted to have a party with about 20, 25 people, he could afford all the John Daly's pizza. He could pay for it. Like, if he wanted to have a John Daly's pizza party, he could absolutely do it. Not have to worry about it. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, Balls of Steel to Coastal Carolina, winning a huge series against the number 14 Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Yeah, they won game 1 and 3. They lost game 2 and won the series. Both those teams ranked playing in Myrtle Beach over the weekend. Tom is probably there for it. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Bill Kev up in Chicago. Bill, did you see this? Give these folks a Balls of Steel. A Texas high school baseball game went so long this weekend that multiple days were needed to finish the 23-inning marathon. Midland High School was finally able to take down Odessa High School 4-3 on Saturday in a game that set the record for the longest game in Texas high school history per ESPN. It was tied for the third longest game per the National Federation of State High School Associations, and was just 2 innings shy of the American high school record for the longest game of all time. To those two teams, Midland High of Texas, Odessa High of Texas, battling over a couple of days, 23 innings, Balls of Steel.
They deserve Balls of Steel.
Mike the Mad Dog down in lovely God's country, Noonan, Georgia. Balls of Steel to Charlie Condon. Hit 2 home runs this past weekend. He's got 26 for the season. He now has 51 in his career. Got to remember, he redshirted his first year. This is 2 years. And he's got 51 and 26 this year to what is likely the top player taken in the next Major League Baseball draft, to Charlie Condon. He's 6'6". He's a big boy. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Dude's a baller. Absolute baller. Jeff 2, here in the 615, says, Balls of Steel to the Groza Award winner, Graham Nicholson, committing to Alabama. In addition to that, balls of steel to Coach DeBoer for seeing a need and filling said need with the best player in set position in the entire country. Cannot wait for that. And to Graham Nicholson committing to Bama, and also to Coach DeBoer noticing and getting a player of that level, he says, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
He was at Miami U and is transferred to Alabama. Good for him. Good for him. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, balls of steel to our friend Irish Bill for letting me ship the commitments trophies and bourbon to him for safekeeping until I get to the Emerald Coast. And, yeah. Send it down there. Buffalo Trace, there's a Blanton's there. There is an Eagle Rare. That is a gorgeous. That is a gorgeous little setup he's got there. I had a guy tell me. Well, first of all, to Irish Bill and to Tom for setting all that stuff, the trophies and the good bottles of the Buffalo Trace family. That would be patting a balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I had a guy, he's a home builder. Did I tell you this last week? I was talking to him, and he got to talking about he had this collection of bourbon whiskey that he'd been collecting for several years. And I believe he was selling his house, his own house. The buyer, or prospective buyer, noticed his collection, said, how much you want? He said, I'll give you 30 for it. All those bottles. He had Buffalo Trace, all kinds of stuff. I don't know what all he had. And he said, here's the deal. I'll take 40 and it all be in cash for obvious reasons, right? And he said, the guy delivered. No problem. Here's 40 in cash. Let's box them up. Again, I don't know what was all in there. I'm sure there was a lot of Buffalo Trace. Probably some Pappies. No telling. All right, more nominations as we continue on this Monday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up that earlier wreck. People are still staring as they drive by through Hermitage on 40 westbound right there near Central Pike. Traffic's still a bit heavy coming in from Wilson County arriving through that area. Still see it crowded and bunched up at times westbound on Vietnam Vets coming past Gallatin Pike all the way up to Conference Drive. Coming up from Brentwood, Franklin up from the south there on 65 northbound through Williamson County. Still looks pretty good. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Hey, we all know these dudes are getting paid. What's your Jimbo looks like a big bum. I've seen better looking dudes at the 8th Street Greyhound station down in downtown Nashville by the Gulch. What a hobo bum. That guy ruined Florida State, was getting ready to get popped, wife's out screwing players. That guy's a bum.
Yeah, remember, he got banned for using the B word. He just said the B word. Can't use the B word here. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia has a nomination patent. No balls to Georgia Southern baseball. Got swept by James Madison. He says Georgia Southern is AZZ, guys. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Just saying. Clay, who's a Vandy fan, and Vandy took 2 of 3 from Florida, said no balls of steel to Sully. Hashtag sit down, Sully. That'd be for Kevin O'Sullivan, the head coach at Florida. No balls to Sully there, Patton.
Can we get some balls around here?
Yes, yeah, Sully. Sit down. Sully's won a natty. He was in the natty championship game last year. Early on, ranked real high. Has not followed through, at least this year, even though Cags is obviously having a dominant year. Georgia dog, down on the Emerald Coast. Balls of steel to me, he said. Excuse me, he says. Voice tried to die there. What's up with that? Because since I can't bet, It's against my beliefs. I'm going to bet the Auburn girls' money and parlay every Georgia away game this year. Clemson, Texas, Bama, Ole Miss. He says for that, Patton, give him a balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, Georgia Dong is an ordained minister. It wouldn't be a good look. He's out there betting, right? That would not be a good look for Georgia Dong. He's smart. Very smart for doing that. Kevin in Muletown. Patton, I don't know if you're going to want to hit the button on this one. Patton's a Vandy fan. No balls to cheating. Tim Corbin and Vandy having a pitcher ejected for a foreign substance. Probably been getting away with it all year. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Patton. Hit the button, Patton. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Phil, can we not have sunscreen out on the mound anymore? What's going on here? UV rays are intense here in Nashville.
Who got booted?
J.D. Thompson, I believe.
Oh. And what did I? Were you watching when it happened?
I was.
Now, those, see, I think that's funny. I don't care.
Oh yeah, those the Florida staff they pointed it out. Umpire came out and Tim Corbin would not speak very much further on it after the game, as you could imagine.
Tim is not a, this is not the right word, but tyrannical figure out there, right? I mean, Tim Corbin very rarely loses it. Did he lose it during the game or anything? Or
not during the game, though.
Right. Now, here's what I'd like to know, Patton. He and Sully are buddies back from when they were together at Clemson. Is that now a problem?
Yeah, I think that's wore off.
You think?
I think so.
Because that right there, now again, I don't care about what the truth is. It doesn't matter to me. It's a funny story. But Johnny Vegas says it was a foreign substance on his right forearm. Well, regardless of that, Vanderbilt 1-2-3. Big picture there. Jim and Jupiter. No balls of steel to any fans that think they're seeing anything that comes good or bad from a spring game. Spring game shows you less than practice. It's completely worthless when evaluating your team. The spring game is for drinking natties, eating food, and hanging out with friends and family. All of that, Patton, he says, give it a big fat no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
I don't know. Arch Manning threw a 75-yard bomb for a touchdown. That doesn't count? We can't. Are you saying, now let me get this straight, Jim. Are you saying that we can't take that one play and say, see, told you he was a 5-star. See? Did you see that play? Told you. That's it. That's that one play. That's it. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, on the Southern Gentleman Sports Show this past Saturday, Georgia Dog asked each guest which teams in the SEC and the BYU have the best chance to win the conference and win a natty. 99% said Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, and Oregon. Says October is going to be fun. Ohio State at Oregon, September 12th, and Georgia at Texas, September the 19th. Yeah, they asked me that too. Now, here was the question. Name in the SEC and the Big Ten the contenders legit can win it. And could win a national championship. Now, first of all, let's just go with contenders for the league. I'm going to say, based on sitting here today, three teams in the SEC. That'd be Georgia. That actually, I'm going to go four. I don't think I'm going to get much of a, I'm not going to get much plurality out of this. That's fine. Georgia, obviously. I'm going to go Texas, Ole Miss, I'm going to put Bama in there. Now, that's a contender to win the league. Those four. Those four. Got to put Ole Miss in there. Well, if they fail to live up to it, then so be it. But I would have, and I don't think many of you are going to agree with me when it comes to Bama. I'm putting them in there. Regardless of whether I have plurality or not. Just saying. Now that's part of, that's to win the league, a potential league championship. From the B1G, I'm going to go Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State. Those three. Potential to win the league. If you want to take it to the next level, potential to win a national championship, I'm going to say Georgia and Ohio State. That's it. I don't think Texas top to bottom can win it all, will win it all. I don't think Ole Miss will. I don't think Oregon or Penn State would. I'll go with those two. To me, you have to narrow it down even more if you're going to take the conversation past the league and you're going to say, okay, now we're in the 12-teamer. Who do you think could win it all? It gets chopped down at that point. John in Los Angeles. Now, this was sent overnight. John is a big Notre Dame fan, lives in L.A., golfed at Southern Cal. Wanted to get him down to commitments because he'd be an incredible golfer in that, but that's tough travel. He's in L.A. Someday hope to get him down there, though. He's come down for commitments several times during December, but like to get him down for that one, too. He golfed with some incredibly famous names at Southern Cal, but he's a big Notre Dame fan. He said, and this is a tweet to Brad. Brad, if my math is correct, 9 of the 13 NBA playoff games since Tuesday have gone under the total. Said, Bill, Brad was on the station last Tuesday, and after he mentioned NBA playoff games have historically gone under the total more than 60% of the time, I thought I would have a little fun and put some John Daly's pizza money on the under each game beginning Tuesday. I've hit 9 of the first 13. Maybe you can bring this up Friday when Brad returns, John in L.A. That is interesting. So that strategy has absolutely worked for you. Oh, good to hear. Yeah, good to hear. Yeah, John's a good dude, man. Good dude. Kevin, as in No Kev, up in Chicago, said this happened to two batters in one inning. One of them thought he got hit by a pitch twice. He goes, no balls to Wake Forest have a limestone turf-colored field. They wear white shoes. Some players wear a white shin protector playing with a white baseball. Don't complain when instant replay can't confirm being hit. Think I understand what he's saying there. Anyways, he says, Patton, for all that he just described, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
I think I got that right. I think I understood what he was trying to say there. Yeah, we still got some room for Balls of Steel nominations. This is from Pete in Dallas, not Coach Pete. Pete in the Metroplex in Dallas says, Balls of Steel, I cannot wait for Texas and Oklahoma to start playing SEC football, which is happening just a couple of months from now, y'all. It ain't that far. May, June, July, August. Not that far. Play portion will sneak up on us really fast. Pete in Big D says, Bill, for all of that, nothing specific, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I'm excited about that, too. I'd say, though, that I don't get as excited about it as fans do because I like the calendar. And I don't want to speed it up to get there. And that's not what he was saying either, but I enjoy it. I enjoy the non-playing portion. One of the reasons, and there's a myriad of reasons why I enjoy the non-playing portion, but you know why, when it applies to college football, one of the reasons is I'm a person that sometimes I have to make sure I appreciate things the right way. And waiting and waiting and waiting for the college football season to approach, and then finally we get on the field is perfect for me now. I'm just speaking about one person, for me, to fully appreciate the season, the playing portion, and how quick it evaporates. It's perfect for me because it keeps me yearning for more. It's a never-ending desire, my love for college football, okay? It's just the way I'm wired. Don't know why, can't tell you why. Had no influences to tell me you should like this. Nobody around me. Parents, nobody else. They never said, here's some football, you must love this. Never. Not one conversation ever about it. I'm just, somehow, in the roulette wheel of genetics, I got wired that way. And the non-playing portion makes me appreciate when it's finally here. I love it. I just absolutely love it. I love the way it's set up. Max says, and Max is in Sewanee. He said, this is Max. Keep this under your hat until commit. Okay, so I can't mention it. I'm going so you don't want me to mention it until commit. Okay, so I stopped right there. I'll read it during the, let me read it during the break. I was about to put it out there, and then you said immediately, Bill, do not put this out. Keep it quiet until commitments. I'm interested to see what he says there. I don't know what he's about to say, but I am interested in it. Story really fast. I know that some of you won't care, but there is a proposal not related to college football where they're going to make the stock market, I think it's probably going to pass, 24/7. Like the crypto market. Right now it's Central Time, 8:30 to 3. They're going to make it around the clock, I think. I don't know if that's Balls of Steel or not. I don't know how that falls. All right, got to get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel, Friday.
Good morning. There's still a couple of accidents out here in the clearing stages. Traffic's still heavy trying to get through Hendersonville right now, Vietnam Vets westbound. As you work your way towards Conference Drive, still a little bit of volume up through the Antioch area in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Davidson County. It's been quiet so far on I-40 as far as accidents, delays out there in Dixon County. Now it's going to still remain a little bit heavy on 40 East as you come through Kingston Springs, headed into Bellevue. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middletown. Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out for more information at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
The battle for a 7th Street Division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belt. Deep right field. Gone. Home run, Michael Harris.
Tonight, it's Division Baseball from the heart of Atlanta as Brian Snitker and the Braves face off against the Miami Marlins at Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
That's true. That is not false promotion at all. URC up in Incline Village on the lake there in Nevada. Yes, he's on that lake. Says, Pat, no balls of steel to Randy Sanders for not realizing he was a garbage coach at Tennessee. To Randy Sanders, to RS is what we called him. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I was so disgusted at how bad they were on offense with him that I wouldn't use his name. I would only use the initials, RS. But only use them. The acronym. That's all I would do. No. He doesn't like me. And I don't blame him for that. I'm right. My opinion is right, but I don't blame him. I wouldn't expect him to like me. I'm okay with that. I'm guessing I'll get by with it. I'll get over it eventually. And that's when they brought back Cut. And Cut did save the day. The 07 season, he saved the day, and then he was going to Duke. And where did it go immediately? When Cut left, back into the latrine. That's where it went. Right back to the latrine. A lot of good nominations this hour. Bunches of them. Looking forward to it. Commitments Spring Style is coming up a week from Thursday. It begins a week from Thursday. Culminates through Saturday with the golf tournament, the golf outing. And Tom's already posted the pairings. I'm sure everybody's going to have a good time there, and it's just going to be a fun, chill time. Coach Pete's coming. I do know that Ole Miss Evie and David Walker, they're coming. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to doing little to nothing. We're going to have fun. Always a fun trip. I do not want to get a ticket in Georgiana again. Hope that does not happen. The GOAT has a nomination here, Patton. The GOAT, who's a Gator fan. Balls of Steel to Todd Golden and the Florida men's basketball team absolutely cleaning up in the portal right now. That's true. They are doing quite well. Perry Mason brought it up earlier, too. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Very true. What's the what's the latest Hoptown boy? I don't know if he's around this morning, but anything new with Mark Pope and going and getting players? And again, I know that sounds like I'm being skeptical. I'm not. I'm just wondering what's the latest. Ken down in Middle Georgia, and Ken's going to be down there with us on the Emerald Coast. Ken is just you ever go through life and you think about the nicest people you've ever met. Ken would be on that list. Ken's a kind of quiet, very nice, highly intelligent, you can tell, and super good guy. Gave me a Georgia Bulldog 1980 Coca-Cola bottle, Natty Championship bottle. I had to hide it. I was afraid one of the kids would try and crack the top and drink it. Said, last week, you were the first and only person I've heard mention Georgia Tech and Florida State in the same breath when talking about their game this fall. Georgia Tech lost by Georgia by 8 last year. Florida State lost by 60. The Classic will actually be a good game, not a trip to Disney. Laughing face emoji. Signed, Ken. Ken sent me a note, I believe an email. It might have been a text, I don't remember. A couple of months ago that said, Bill, and Ken's a Georgia fan, I think Georgia Tech's going to play better in that Florida State game than people think. This was, Ken, I think you sent that maybe back, I don't remember, but it was a couple of months back, maybe a month. And I haven't really thought about that game enough to have a strong opinion, but Ken thinks the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland, is going to fight hard and play well in that Florida State game. Is that enough to win the ball game? I think we need to find that out, but he thinks that could be a game. Jim is going to be there, but his, other than Florida State winning that game, he's going to be screaming at Herbie. Herbie has a permanent enemy in Jim. That one's not going to get repaired. Not at all. I'm looking forward to that game. I'm looking forward to all those games, man. That opener with Notre Dame and A&M, the Clemson-Georgia game. Bunches of them to get us jacked up and excited to start the season. Tomorrow, let's plug away. Buck will be with us. Gator Dave, Griff. We start guesting it up on Tuesday. Friday, we will be on the road. We'll be at the Omni. We'll be back there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's still a couple of accidents out here in the clearing stages. Traffic's still heavy trying to get through Hendersonville right now. Vietnam Vets westbound. As you work your way towards Conference Drive, still a little bit of volume up through the Antioch area in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Davidson County. It's been quiet so far on I-40 as far as accidents, delays out there in Dixon County. Now, it's going to still remain a little bit heavy on 40 East as you come through Kingston Springs, headed into Bellevue. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out for more information at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. 2 catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. 1 catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, 1 catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Call or text the best college football radio show in the history of humankind. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Georgia Dog said, Bill, down on the Emerald Coast, he said, I got a 4-bedroom on the beach for $1,700, split 3 ways for 4 nights is very good. That is good. That is very good. That's, let me put it this way. And once you get into the spring, those prices go up anyways, but people won't be getting deals like that down there for long. not with that gorgeous beach sitting there. That's a very good deal. That's basically John Daly's pizza money, man, per group. Not bad at all. The GOAT. Hey, Bill. Mike Norvell found lightning in a bottle with Jordan Travis. Got some really good players in the portal. Had a great season. after watching the spring game, they have an issue at quarterback. Your thoughts? Oh, I didn't even watch. I couldn't. I don't know if I watch – when the last time I watched a spring game and then thought, okay, evaluate. My brain will not allow me to do that. Even if I wanted to, my brain would not allow me. Now, am I – I don't want to say skeptical. DJ Hughes had a solid, decent career. It's not as good as we thought it would be. Remember, his debut was a spectacular game at Notre Dame. They lost a lot of scoring. He threw for 300 and something yards. He looked phenomenal. Remember, he's playing because Pretty Boy was down with an injury and started the game and played well. I think we all assume that's the way it's going to look, and it just hasn't consistently. That's an interesting topic we need to bring up. We're not going to have time here up against it. But how about the story of seeing a quarterback and their debut having them play well, assuming that is what this player is going to be, and it doesn't turn into that type situation. The player is not that kind of player. Now, again, I think DJ Hughes had a solid career. Pretty good at Oregon State, too, right? Would Garrett Gilbert, who came in for Colt McCoy against Alabama, 09 season, it'd be Rose Bowl of 2010, January of 2010, big name, Dad Gale Gilbert, highly recruited, played well in that game, did not look out of place against that Alabama team. The assumption was, man, he's going to be a player. He wasn't. What about Brantley when he took over for Tebow? Now, I don't know if he didn't really have a debut game where he looked real good. But that's another lesson. You have to be careful. Sometimes that debut game, breakout game, isn't the predictor you think it is. Now, a lot of times it is. A lot of times it is a predictor. A lot of times, okay, they just proved their point, and he is that good. He's going to play well. Sometimes it is. But you have to be careful with those, of making an assumption like that. You just do. That'd be an interesting little sidebar for the show one day, maybe this week or sometime. How about Cardale Jones, who actually came in and played several games all the way to a national championship good, couldn't keep the job the next year? That's not quite the same scenario that I laid out, but that did happen. And they named him the starter. He was named the starter out of August and didn't keep the job. Couldn't keep the job. Remember, he played so well through the playoffs that people are saying, this dude, this big 6'6 dude, whatever, he needs to turn pro. Heck with coming back. And it did not play out at all. John in L.A., Bill, Ron Palace, Notre Dame versus Northwestern. 5 of 6 passing TDs. And he'd already been portrayed, he was everybody's five-star. I don't think we were doing stars back then, but. And Bino had said he'd win multiple Heismans. That's always a funny joke that comes back. And it just did not play out, did it? It did not follow through. That's a good one from John out in L.A. All right, we got Brendan. Friday, we're going to be at the Omni. Tomorrow, Griff, Bonk, and Gator Dave. That's the agenda. Lashbox.